Connecticut GOP chair rebukes Senators Murphy and Blumenthal's refusal to condemn Biden's horrific failure. By Dr. Susan Berry on August 20, 2021. The chairman of the Connecticut Republican Party is condemning his state's Democrat U.S. senators for failing to openly condemn what he referred to as President Joe Biden's horrific failure in Afghanistan, one that led to a total Taliban takeover. Chairman Ben Proto said in a press statement Senators Chris Murphy, DCT, and Richard Blumenthal, DCT, have failed a test of leadership at this critical moment in history. The colossal disaster unfolding in Afghanistan demands an investigation and accountability of the Biden administration, Proto said. Lack of leadership from Biden and his Democrat allies has led to a humanitarian, foreign policy, and national security catastrophe. As the state Republican chairman observed, both Murphy and Blumenthal serve on critical committees in the Senate that scrutinize intelligence and provide essential information to the U.S. military. Blumenthal is a member of the Armed Services Committee, while Murphy serves on the Foreign Relations Committee. Breitbart News reached out to both senators' communications staff for comment but did not immediately receive a response. Murphy, however, tweeted an article at HuffPost on Friday night that criticized what it referred to as the hawkish and pro-war coverage of Biden's Afghanistan debacle by some in the media. In the piece, titled Biden, Allies Frustrated with Media's Hawkish Coverage of Afghanistan Withdrawal, HuffPost's Daniel Moran wrote. After years of ignoring Afghanistan, many close to the Biden White House, and the president himself, feel some major outlets are adopting a pro-war stance. Notwithstanding the militant group's poor human rights record and ultra-conservative Islamist ideology, multiple U.S. administrations have successfully negotiated with the Taliban. Every word of this, Murphy said in citing the article. Earlier in the day on Friday, while he appeared to be aware of the significance of the Afghanistan debacle, Murphy nevertheless defended Biden, claiming he was dealt an impossible hand. Strong statement from the president today, he wrote. He was dealt an impossible hand, the overnight total collapse of the Afghan military and government simultaneously, and everybody should probably wait a beat before casting final total judgment on the effort. Murphy also said Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, should share the blame for the Taliban takeover of Afghanistan because he placed a hold on some of Biden's nominees for national security posts. Blumenthal released several tweets about Afghanistan that did not mention Biden but, instead, referred to the blunder as a tragedy, called for a clear-eyed analysis of what went wrong, and urged the immediate evacuation of Americans, U.S. service members, and vulnerable Afghans. This abject failure in Afghanistan is the direct result of Joe Biden's terrible foreign policy, Proto asserted. Senators Murphy and Blumenthal's refusal to strongly condemn Biden's botched operation speaks volumes. Our servicemen and women, veterans, and the Gold Star families of Connecticut deserve better. Proto and Connecticut Republicans celebrated Tuesday the election of Ryan Fazio, R., to the state Senate, the first flipped state legislative seat in a special election for either party in 2021. As Breitbart News reported, the Democratic Legislative Campaign Committee, DLCC, informed its supporters in a fundraising email of the significance of the election, stating that a loss in Connecticut's state Senate District 36 would put all of the committee's 2018 gains in jeopardy.